I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
So you're telling me you have to go buy more makeup at some point soon.
Very soon. I am down to the... the dregs, as it were, in my little compact
that I use.
Yeah, my powder that I brush on before I anchor.
Where do you get yours?
I go to MAC. That's usually what the TV people use.
Okay.
It's expensive. It's like, it is pricey.
Why don't you order it online?
I could. Yeah. It's probably easier. I don't know.
Minus the probably.
You go to the mall. And
you definitely could, and yeah. It's definitely easier.
It's such a...
It's probably been cheaper.
Embarrassing.
So little, honestly. I think it's been 2 years since I've had to get another compact full of powder. When I go to the mall and you go into a makeup store and you look like me, it's a very weird experience.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Because the people who work there, man, they make up their face. I mean, like, yeah, they use every product
imaginable.
They're
getting high off their own supply.
They're getting high off their own supply. And they look at me, walk in, and first of all, they think I'm there shopping for my wife or something.
Sure.
And they go, oh, you know, how can I help you? Who are you buying for? And I go,
I'm actually on Channel 10 News.
I'm buying for me.
You might have heard of me.
The good news is I know exactly what I want. It's just I need Studio Fix NW35, which is the shade powder. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. And I probably could use another brush.
Yeah.
After a couple of years, you know.
Those brushes wear out.
Yeah, well, they're okay, but you don't, I mean, they probably start growing bacteria and stuff.
Fungi.
That you don't, I don't wash it probably as often as I should.
I would.
And by not that often, I mean maybe once a year.
I would go, right now to Amazon and just order it so that it's here waiting for you when you get back from our trip.
That's a good point.
You know?
Then you don't get to go to Wetzel's Pretzels.
Ben sucking on an orange Julius, walking to the mall like, oh, look,
Sbarro's Pizza.
Yeah, Forever 21. Oh, nice. Do you call out stores as you're walking to the mall, too?
It's such interesting names.
They
are. You go to a mall lately?
Yeah.
There are a lot of interesting names.
Yeah, I did have to go to the mall a couple times over the break. I had fun.
Usually a good
one. Paulie and I went recently. We had a
Viore store or something you can check out as well.
Yeah, 100%.
I miss malls a little bit.
Yeah, I like
don't
the mall.
Don't go to them that often.
But for this one, I think.
It's probably
if you're running
easy.
Low, yeah, just you can actually just send it to the station too. It's there waiting for you at your cube.
I mean, I should just be able to bill the station, but they don't pay for that for
they
us.
They don't pay
on
for
television.
Makeup.
No, right. No,
that's
gotta buy it myself.
It is weird when you say I have to go buy some more makeup.
It is.
How long does it last? Two years?
I don't know. This one's lasted about 2 years. Yeah.
Does it get old and
probably
expiry?
I probably have very old, gross makeup on my face.
You can't tell. You do a good job. You're really an expert with the application because I can't tell really that you're wearing it.
It's about like a phone conversation for me.
Yep. Sure. Done. That's it.
Done.
Beautiful.
Like, I don't have makeup here, so my ring light makes my face a little bit shiny. That's all the makeup does, is just takes a little bit of that shine off my face.
Yeah. Heaven let you lunch.
All right, before we get to the Roundel Report, it is time to announce today's biggest fan. If you are our name, you call in within 10 minutes at 833-288-0973 to qualify for the grand prize drawing. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all the fan staff, and it'll be catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. And this morning's name is Sean Davis, Sean with an A-U,
Shaun.
Davis, Sean, from Fallbrook. Sean, you are on the clock, 833-288-0973. Good luck. We'll keep an eye out for it as Paulie gives us some Roundel Report headlines.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Roundel Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Roundel Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right. How are we doing?
All right, there we go. Good.
All right. Let's get started, gentlemen. Ben, I think we will pay off your tease there in that last segment. Crazy
yes.
Finish to a basketball game yesterday. I was not watching this game live. This was Texas A&M and
Auburn.
This game was being played at Auburn.
Correct.
And there was
0.6 seconds remaining. Auburn down 2. With the basketball. So they got to get it in quick, and they got to get the shot up quick. And they threw the pass in to Keyshawn Murphy, and here is what happened.
0.6 seconds?
0.6, yep.
Comes in for the win. Good if it goes.
Got it! Thank you. Unreal!
But wait.
Fast forward about 60 seconds.
And making one heck of a call here. No good!
Oh.
No good is the call. And now Stephen Pearl can't believe it. And the celebration for Auburn is replaced by the celebration for A&M.
Auburn inbounds the ball with 0.6 seconds down two. They hit, I mean, where were they? Like the free throw line? The other free throw line?
Yeah, threw it across. He turned, fired it up.
Oh,
and
my God.
In real time, and I'm usually pretty good at this, in real time, I thought he got it off.
Yeah.
And then they went to the replay monitor. And I still think he got it off. It was so close. Maybe like the tip of his finger was still touching the ball when the light came on. It was
enough to overturn.
They would not call it conclusive, though, right?
They overturned the call, and Texas A&M ended up winning by two.
So that home crowd goes from elated.
Craziest thing they've ever seen. Best shot of all time.
Unbelievable. To just absolute chaos after the game. They were just
furious,
giving it to the refs, the team, the coaches, the players, the fans, everybody. These refs like had to get off the court as fast as possible. And it led to, this game was on ESPN, I think it was the SEC Network or something, and so they had to have the winning coach
do McMillan.
Bucky McMillan.
Is his real name.
Had to do a
head coach of
Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Had to do a quick post-game interview right after the game, and every student is still in their seats.
Yeah, screaming.
You can hear through his headset them, you know, ref, you suck!
Yeah.
Ref, you suck! This led to one of the more bizarre post-game interviews I've seen with a coach. Listen to this.
Yeah, we have a lot of depth, and it's hard to hear in here, but our depth played a factor in that game.
Yeah.
I can barely hear guys.
So he is clearly having trouble. He cannot hear anything in these headphones. It's so loud.
The word is depth.
Depth.
We got a lot of depth.
Here's the deal. These fans can get mad, but that game should have been over at the free throw line.
No
malfunction at the clock.
What?
Or that game was over.
What?
Did he have like?
Does he have 14 bourbons
right between the final whistle and the interview?
Yeah, we kind of got to go piece by piece.
It's literally
one more time. One more time.
Malfunction at the clock, or that game was Owens.
What?
That's Southern. Oh boy, that's
Owens.
Guys. I speak Owens. Southern. Southern for over with.
Okay, over with is
Owens.
Over with.
Owens.
Guys played with resilience.
With what?
Gonna need his album.
Okay, Southern. They played with Brazilian.
That might be Texas speak for resilience.
What?
All right, one more time.
Our guys played with Brasilia.
With what?
I heard Brasilia.
Yeah, I think that's the capital.
I heard Brasilia.
I think that's the governmental capital of Brazil. Brasilia.
Our guys played with Brasilia.
Brasilia.
Who? I can't hear.
Yeah, no, Bucky, you guys. You're good.
And he just called again. I can't hear.
Okay, so just because you can't hear, does that mean you can't talk anymore? Like, they...
Owen. Our guys played with Brasilia. I can't hear.
Yeah.
So if the Padres lose a close one, that's what we have to play. Well, our guys play with Brasilia.
Bad game. I can barely hear it, guys. Here's the deal. These fans can get mad.
Fans can get mad.
But that game should have been over at the free throw line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No malfunction at the clock. Or
what?
That game was over. Our guys played with Brasilia. I can't hear.
Yeah, no. Bucky, you're good.
Paulie, set a notification for every one of their
games.
That's
going in the losing Padres recap.
Yes.
This
oh,
year.
Yeah. Our guys played with Brasilia.
In the crap up.
Yeah, the crap up.
Oh, yeah. Bucky McMillan.
Oh.
Our guys played with brilliance.
It's like when he said, like Dominic says, when he goes, hey, great job.
Actually, he won, though. He's happy. Maybe that's in the winning recap. I don't know.
Our guys played with Brasilia.
Like, I know. I understand. Like, Ben, you're on the news. You got producers, like, talking in your ear. Sometimes I'll see reporters or people doing a sideline report or whatever, and you can tell somebody's probably yelling at them right now about something other than what they're talking about.
He was just back with the studio. Like,
right.
It's not impossible. Well, every night when I'm at the end of the show and I'm talking and reading my prompter, I've got some of my ear going, 10, 9,
oh my God.
8, 7, 6. I'm hearing it the entire time. I just got to keep talking.
Like, if
and,
I put
you know,
something on... If I mess with your headphones right now, would you be able to talk coherently?
Yes.
Like, I can play. It's still our show, so it's our own voices, but it's the 7-second delay. I don't think anybody else will hear this, just us in our headphones. But go ahead. Go have a full conversation.
I can have an absolute full conversation. I can still enunciate everything I'm saying.
We're hearing from the show from a few seconds ago, but
I have
it's
no
not
idea.
A problem to talk.
I can't hear y'all.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Brazilians?
It's not my favorite thing in the world, but it's not that bad. Yeah. That's wild. That's wild.
That was not fun for me.
That was a wild scene.
Before you move on, Paulie, let's go to phone line number one. Sean, you there?
Hey, happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Congratulations. You are in for our biggest fan contest. Thank you for listening to 97.3 The Fan. Congratulations.
Thank you guys very much.
Paulie, you need anything from him?
Yeah,
phone
I just need your social security number, please.
No,
I'm kidding.
Credit card
I'm kidding,
the three-digit code on the back. No,
you are good to go, my friend.
You're good to go. All right, Sean, we'll contact you if you end up winning our grand prize at the end of the contest. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much. Have a good day.
You too, pal.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Absolutely insane finish to the game itself. Crazy that they overturned that call and then to get that
Brazilian
audio afterwards.
Brilliant.
Because I thought the same thing. I was like, this guy is hammered.
This game's over with.
With Brazilians.
That game's over with. I love it.
Outstanding. All right. Next up, this is an update that I was not expecting to ever have to give. But you guys remember, this is one of my favorite Ryan to Report stories. And last year, there was a story a few months back of a woman who was on a podcast talking about her ex-husband,
yep,
who was a former NFL player. His name is Matt Khalil.
Correct.
And she was actually very complimentary of him and said, look, we're still good friends.
Yeah.
It just wasn't working out for us physically.
Mm.
They weren't very compatible.
Right.
And they asked, well, what do you mean? And she said, well,
you married him, right?
His equipment.
Yeah.
She described it as two Coca-Cola cans stacked on top of each other. And she tried to do whatever she could to make it happen. And it just
was too much
for her. And they had to go their own separate ways. And I remember we talked about that. We're like, geez, now everybody knows he's got
Ben Higgins.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
The update is, this came out yesterday, Matt Khalil, that former player with the Giant Hog, he is suing his ex-wife, Haley.
Wow.
And I just go...
For what?
So now the whole world knows that you have a giant wiener? Like, yeah. Congratulations, I guess. It says here that... Where did it have it? TMZ obtained the documents, and it says... Her invasive commentary ruined his attempt at keeping out of the public eye after retiring from football.
My giant penis. Everybody knows now about my giant penis. You are the worst, Haley.
He says it was, quote, degrading and deeply personal comments, and they've caused unwanted attention and invasive commentary from the public.
I feel bad for him.
He says that his family, his new family, has been negatively affected, especially his new wife, by all of this.
In more ways than one, apparently.
He is requesting a trial, jury trial and damages, quote, on all causes asserted in the complaint.
Wow.
Amount of money exceeding $75,000. Haley, the girl in question, she was shocked, and she told TMZ, like, the truth is in the original live stream. It's still on YouTube. I speak highly of him in multiple ways throughout the conversation. She said that this sucks, basically. She's not happy. She's genuinely shocked and incredibly hurt.
Woods, yes. You'll be hearing from my attorneys.
Damn it, he could get 75 grand out of me. Well, no.
The truth is always
I didn't even say it.
A great legal defense.
I just posted a picture. It just happened to, I was not noticing, and then now, then of course, I saw it, and everyone noticed.
I mean, if it goes to trial, will there have to be, like, discovery in the courtroom?
Let's see it.
That would be awkward.
She misrepresented me. All right.
Right.
Prove it. That's. I feel bad for the guy because he's. If it negatively, which I don't know how it would, but I have. It doesn't feel like he's a guy that's just
you
after.
Can take
a quick
that picture down now, Polly. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, let me see it. Is it?
This
up?
Could be a class action.
Oh,
lawsuit.
There it is. Yeah. I mean, again, if he's negatively affected by it, then that sucks. There it is.
Oh. I'd like to know exactly how negatively he was affected.
Have you? I see nothing negative about it. The picture's still there.
Hmm. Yeah, still there.
Wow.
All right. And then finally, we will wrap it up. It's time to check the prep service.
No,
if
Paul,
you guys have missed
it. That shirt. That you,
oh, that was, you were wearing that shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That day.
Killed it.
We if you guys it. Missed it over the last first couple of shows of the new year, we noticed that for, like, I don't know, our last 7 or 8 shows probably.
I don't want to do this every
day. We check the prep service. Every single morning there has been a new headline about Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll took his kids to school yesterday. Jelly Roll seen at Jersey Mike's. Jersey, he's on the cover of Men's Health magazine. So, gentlemen. Do we have a Jelly Roll story today? We do not.
Thank God.
If you had something about Jelly Roll's junk, that would have really been.
Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
Ray Darko almost got me there. He said, if that did go to trial, it would probably end in a hung jury.
I saw him, dude. I saw him see it.
That's good. And when that was good, Ray. That's a good one.
When I see him see it, that's when I know.
You
oh,
saw it was good.
Coming.
It was good. A hung jury.
It's coming.
That was good.
That was a good one.
Oh, but I'm okay. I'm not. I'm not falling apart. No,
damn it, Polly. Put that picture of me up there every day. All right, Jelly Roll.
No Jelly Roll.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Oversaturation?
No. A moratorium.
Oh,
Jelly Roll.
Yeah, you want to completely excise him from the program.
Indeed. Oh, breaking baseball news from Michael Cirami.
Is today the day?
No, not for us, okay. But for the Chicago Cubs, man. Finalizing a deal to acquire starting pitcher Edward Cabrera.
That is a big one.
From the Miami Marlins. Holy smokes, what a get. For the Chicago Cubs.
The Cubs have been fairly aggressive, except for the fact that they don't seem at all interested in bringing their best player back.
Right.
Kyle Tucker.
Well, it's like $400, he wants like $400 million. Like, they're finalizing a deal, so it's not done yet. And I don't know.
That's going to be a big prospect return for Miami.
Oh,
I mean, Cabrera is going to bring
he's
a haul.
Really good. I think he's got some years of
you
control.
Know AJ's probably going, yeah, wish we had the capital to make that one happen.
Mm. That's but. A get. That's if it's official, and we'll let you know if and when it becomes official. But that's the rumor.
Closing
right
in,
now.
Closing okay. in. Yeah,
that's dangerous. It's closing in. Nothing happening. If you're a Cubs fan right now, I'd get excited, but I wouldn't get too excited. Okay.
I get pretty excited if I'm a Cubs fan about that one.
Yeah. I mean, if you said the Padres were finalizing a deal and it wasn't from Jeff Passan, would you be as excited as you would if it was from Michael Cerami?
Fine Sand's good. I mean, he wouldn't tweet it if he thought it was pretty close.
Okay. All right. I get it. He's the one that said the Ohtani to Toronto.
To me,
that was Morose.
To me, they got to go through the medicals and get things like finalized, but like the parts of the deal are agreed to,
okay.
I would think, at this point.
All right.
If I'm seeing that reporting, that's my at least instinct.
Okay.
Pauly, good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a little time out. If you didn't miss it, we can talk a little more about the college basketball Aztecs win last night. Biggest win of the season, probably, for San Diego State. No two ways around it. It's coming up next. Quick check of traffic and more Ben and Woods on the other side on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
This is the regular speed version of us talking about 7 Mile Casino, which is our place to play cards right down there in Chula Vista on the west side of the 5 Freeway. You've probably driven past it a bunch. If you haven't gone inside, though, you have no idea what you are missing, because I had no idea what I was missing until I walked in for the first time, and I go, this place is fantastic.
Yeah, I miss it. I haven't been in a while. I'd love to get back to 7 Mile Casino. The best part's just 7 minutes from downtown San Diego. Had I gotten to go to the Morrissey show last night, would have been a nice place to go pre or post, because it's just 7 minutes from downtown. They got all the card games that you're looking for. It's a haven for a card player, right? Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow, Baccarat, and of course, California-style blackjack.
High-limit players, they've got great dealers, comfortable chairs. They just know how to make sure you are taken well care of. You can get 35% off food from Sammy's while you're at the tables. If you're an eat-while-you-play sort of guy, or you can just go into the restaurant where we've got the full bar, the TVs, take advantage of the 24/7 players menu. And coming up, weekend brunch, still available Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., voted the best in the South County. So many reasons to check it out. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
After the game last night, Aztecs winning at Nevada, 73-68. Brian Dutcher said he's starting to see his team playing better. I don't know. I mean, why they weren't playing better earlier. I kind of agree with him. Just seems like a more cohesive product than it did earlier in the season. But getting that win,
I think they need to schedule more preseason games. Not preseason, but non-conference early season games. I feel like
tune-ups.
They were playing like a game every 14 days, and I don't know how any team can get into a rhythm that way. I understand they have a lot going up against them in that some teams with any team with something to lose doesn't want to play the Aztecs because they know they could potentially lose that game. And that leaves the cupcakes, but that only hurts San Diego State.
Here's the problem, and they will next year, because there are only, eight other teams in the Pac-12. So you play them both, you play them all twice, that's only 16 games. There are 18 conference games that you have to play, and that's even skipping to the last year they played 20 conference games. You only get to play, I think, 30 games in the regular season. So you, with all those conference games, you don't get to schedule as many non-conference games, and that's been part of the problem. Brian Dutcher and Steve Fisher have always been the only teams in the Mountain West that go, we don't want to play a whole conference schedule. We want to skip two or four games so we can schedule more non-conference games. The rest of the teams are all like, and we have trouble scheduling teams. They don't want to come play us in our, you know, altitude arenas. So let's just play more conference games, and that's good enough for us because we play good teams like San Diego State in conference. San Diego State inherently is playing worse teams in conference because they're the best team, so they can't build a resume. They don't want to play all those conference games, but now they're limited to, and you don't want to make them all Michigan and Arizona because then you're just going to keep getting bodied. So
it's the quality of opponents are there for the most part in their non-con. I mean, they had Oregon, Arizona, Michigan. Like, those are three good teams to have on your resume for sure. It's just, it's the games, the week and a half in between. It's like, I understand there's finals week, and you know they do a really good job. The NIL tournament that they do now every year in Vegas is great for that program. But I just feel like I remember there were times where it's like, you would see some of the good schools that are 6-0, 6-1 or something, and the Aztecs are 2-0.
Yeah.
3-1 or whatever.
True. Is it always like this?
It's tough for San Diego State in particular to get a better non-conference schedule.
Yeah, they have to rely on things like the Players Era to set up those games for them, because otherwise
they would have nothing without that tournament.
I mean, they could go play a lot of road games against really good teams, but you're probably going to lose those if you're going, you know, on the road and playing top 10 teams. So you want to have winnable games, which means occasionally they have to be at home, but teams don't want to come play San Diego State at Viejas because they think, well, then we're going to lose that one, and that's not going to look good on our resume.
It's not uncommon at all for any team to play like a team like Troy, for example. You know what I mean? Like these lower schools that you expect you have a 30-point cover or whatever.
Right. You just needed to win that game. And the problem is
like Duke or Kentucky or whatever, you know, a blue blood, if they have those games too. They usually win them by 40. But if they ever lost one, their conference is still good enough where they could bounce back with a couple of key wins. The Aztecs don't have that. If they suffer that horrible once every 4 or 5 year type loss in the non-conference, and the Mountain West is down, they don't have any way to recover from that.
So let me ask you, if they had won that game against Troy, pulled it out, which they absolutely could have, it would have been not pretty, but how would we think about their season right now?
Much better.
Not
right?
bad. Yeah.
Clearly, no one expected them to beat Arizona or Michigan. They are 1-2, and they are destroyed. Michigan almost lost, finally, yesterday to Penn State. On the road, they had to hold on. They won by 2. It's the first game they haven't won by at least 25 points in the last 10 games.
Jesus.
Arizona has been bodying opponents. They're undefeated. So those were probably losses no matter how.
Right.
Even if San Diego State was everything we thought they were going to be, and Magoon Gwaith came back and was playing like a dominant second-year player, and Miles Byrd was looking like a first-round draft pick, you're still probably losing those two games.
Yep.
So if you beat Troy, then you've won every other game other than the Baylor game would be the one where you'd go, well, you probably could have gotten that one, but that was the third game in 3 days in Las Vegas.
Yep.
That's always a tough one. You beat Oregon in the other one.
Is Baylor a terrible loss? No.
It's not a terrible loss. They're probably a tournament team, but Oregon's not a great win because Oregon's not good. They're 8-7. They're like 13th in the Big Ten. Baylor's 10-3. They're fine. But
Oregon alone, though, is brand name. Like, you instantly have some recognition.
Yeah,
there.
But it's not enough to get them an at-large bid. But unfortunately, the two teams that really could have been the resume builders, you had no chance to beat because no one has had a chance to beat them at all this year.
Yeah.
They're just too good. It was a little bad luck in terms of, yeah, we got these great games, Michigan, Arizona. No one had any idea those teams were going to be as good as they are. And Dutch had no clue. I mean, that's a great schedule. If you can get those games on your schedule, that's fantastic. In this case, though, you just didn't have really any shot to win them. So Aztecs will play Saturday at versus Fresno State. That should be a win. Don't overlook anybody. But they're at the bottom, near the bottom of the conference. And then you start getting into a really tough part of the schedule. Here's what the rest of January looks like. At Wyoming. Now, Wyoming may not be great, but they absolutely destroyed UNLV on their home floor yesterday. So they're always dangerous in Laramie. Then home against New Mexico. Lobos have played very well so far this season. At Grand Canyon, one of the hardest road venues you're going to find in the West. Yep. It is absolutely brutal to play there. At UNLV, and then home to Colorado State, and they wrap up the month at Utah State, who's now the only other undefeated team and the only one in the conference getting votes now in the top 25. They won again yesterday, so they're 4-0 like the Aztecs in the Mountain West, and they've only had one loss all season. So, you know, you'd like to stay as close as you can to Utah State before that big showdown at the end of the month, which, of course, is a Saturday morning 10 a.m. game on national television in Logan, Utah, which is a lot of fun on the body clock. You're playing an 8 p.m. game, then you play a 10 a.m. game to wrap up against maybe the biggest conference opponent you're going to have the rest of the season against Utah State.
Yeah, the Troy loss looms large.
It still does.
The Troy loss
which we
looms
said
large.
At the time.
Yeah, this is brutal.
This is why we said it back then. Is go, they could win a bunch of games. You can still look back and go,
Troy.
Man, the season would look a lot better if they'd just taken care of
Troy,
business
I'm
against
Troy. Stopped winning.
Of course.
I'm still so scarred. I can't remember exactly what year it was.
Yeah, they're 10-5. They're second in the Sun Belt.
Not bad.
I'm just scarred with the year where San Diego State lost the outdoor game at Petco Park to Point Loma. Or was that USD?
USD. Cost them a trip to the NCAA tournament.
They went 19-1 or whatever in conference play and could not get in.
That's brutal. Brutal. Yeah.
That loss was so bad.
The tournament needs to be where they shine this year.
Like
the Mountain West.
Yeah, I mean, so far
probably one loss away from having
to
just go, guys.
Got to win it.
Got to be ready. We got to win 4 and 5 days.
If they keep reeling off wins, they jumped up to 60 in the net. If they keep reeling off wins and climb themselves somehow into the top 45 or so, then we can start talking about an at large bid. But every time you lose, you're going to take a step back. So you can't afford more than one or two, maybe losses at most in Mountain West play. If you're going to have the metrics that are even going to get you considered for the NCAA tournament, which is no margin for error at all. All right, we're going to take our final timeout. Don't forget, all guests on Ben and Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Wrapping up things next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So where are they taking you for this big Little League interview tonight? Steakhouse? Like somewhere nice?
No, it's at a local church office.
Oh,
yeah. Manny hosting you guys?
No, not doing a big dinner or anything.
Will this be like an Albert Pujols 9-hour interview?
It better not be. It better not be. I mean, I want to coach Little League.
You
but
missed
I don't
it
know.
Earlier that Woods is going through the official interview to become his son's Little League head coach.
Yeah, minor B. Finally close to some real baseball.
Right.
You know, we did rookies, we did T-ball, we did all that, the machine pitch. And
are there other big names like on the list, like finalists here?
I mean, potentially. I know Carlos Quentin manages
really?
In that league. I mean, if you're Carlos Quentin, you're like, I'll pass on the interview. I can't make it. And you'll be, aren't you? Are you like, I literally played in the big leagues. No, I'm not interviewing. Right?
He still has to answer the big question.
How do you deal,
how
with,
do
the
you deal with irate parents?
You know, I played in the big leagues. That's how.
I'll deal with them like I dealt with Zach Greinke.
Yeah. Wrap them up, headlock them, and dislocate shoulder. But if I'm Q, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going to, I played in the big league, so we should be good. Baseball IQ is pretty good.
Yeah.
Went to Stanford, developed an app. I'm good.
Yeah. Qualify. I promise you.
I'm going to go look at the list and see if he's on the list.
I think you should go in there like stepbrothers and just be like,
hey, I'm here to FS up in a tuxedo. Should I wear a tuxedo?
Tuxedo t-shirt at least.
Oh, man. KG the Elephant says they're going to give you a hypothetical situation of dealing with a loud North County mom. Luckily for me, I have loads of experience in that with who I'm married to. So I'm good. Good there. Hopefully she didn't hear that. I'm a dead man. But... No, I'm excited about it. Is it cocky to say I think I'll get picked?
Oh, you think you're a shoe-in.
I didn't say I was a shoe-in, but I think they'll go with me. I think they will.
Hmm.
I give it a lot of effort, man. I do. I give it a lot of effort. I put a lot into coaching. A lot. I've spent a lot of money in the off-season. Got a couple of things that I'm introducing to the team. Things we'll be using.
Like equipment and drills
and
stuff?
Yeah.
So you're overconfident.
I'm not overconfident. Just confident. Can I be confident that I'll get the gig?
I mean, if you're already investing in your coaching tools, then you think you've got the job.
No, it was more of, I didn't know I had to do this. I thought I was already the head coach, so I didn't know that I had to interview. So it now comes as a surprise that I had to do this. I didn't know. No one had ever told me that this was part of the process. But I feel confident about it. I'll spend the afternoon, writing some stuff down. I'm not going to go in there unprepared, like I do this show every day. I'm going to walk in actually prepared.
Like Andy Green did with a giant...
A binder
yeah. Full of plans and everything that you've got set for your team.
Satan's Blowfish, he nailed it. In my mind, I'm interviewing to keep my job. That's exactly right. I already thought I had it, and now I'm going in to let them know I've got some principles about it, and I got some ideas. And
managed a lot of minor B games
in my head. Oh, Paulie, the funny thing is I have thousands of them. Right?
Yeah, great quote. John Harbaugh, who got fired yesterday by the Ravens a couple of weeks ago, was asked about his job status. And he said, I thought this was legendary. I'm here to do the job, not to keep my job.
Wow.
I thought that was a great quote.
I'll hit him with the Signetti. Google me. Google me. You'll see many adult league championships in there, which I was integral. Google me. You know what I do? I win. Google me. I can't wait. I'm excited.
You'll probably see some weird bits as well on the, from my radio show. You can ignore those.
Yeah, ignore those entirely. And then McKee says, make sure to remove relax from your vernacular when it comes to dealing with
will
conflict.
You use...
Hey, relax.
Will you use any inappropriate language in front of the children? Mr. Woods.
I don't think I have.
Really?
One time, once, yes. My beloved Blake. In T-ball, I said, don't swing until my hand's gone from the tee. And he swung, and he hit my hand, and I MF'd him. But he hit my hand with a bat.
Scarred forever.
Hard. And I put it down, and I went, mother!
Long after you've forgotten that injury, he'll remember what he got from you, though.
He loves me, by the way. Loves me. But that's the only time I've ever cursed on a baseball field in front of children that weren't my own.
What would happen if you showed up to your interview in your, I gotta be very careful, Buck Funting shirt?
My Buck Funting shirt?
Will you teach your kids how to bunt? At this level, that's okay. Right? No?
This is an hour we could do on this. Yeah. Bo asked me the same question.
Did he?
Yeah.
It's a legitimate question.
This sound weird. I have a problem with minor B coaches bunting to win games. I'm not trying to win these. I want to win, but I'm not trying to win these
games. I agree
games.
With you.
Do you know what I want to develop these children. That's what I want to do. I want them to have fun and let them sign up next year. I want them to love the game.
The only time to ask a kid to bunt is a kid who's maybe been struggling hitting and feels like he can accomplish something, and maybe he gets a bunt down and moves a runner over.
Correct.
And you can give him a good pat on the back.
Yep.
That's not a bad reason. But you don't want them bunting at minor B. You don't want them bunting in the major leagues. Where do you want them bunting? High school?
Maybe.
College?
Maybe. High school. I mean, they love it in college.
No, they love it in college.
They love it.
Oh,
too
college
much.
Coaches love bunting.
The bunting. Yeah,
oh,
and
my
so,
God, they love bunting.
Again, and I will look at another coach that bunts on us as a hardo.
Oh, my God.
I will. I'll be like, that's a clown move. Nobody's throwing that hard. Let's get these kids up there hitting. Really. I want them to win. But I don't want to win at the all costs method. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't want to run it up.
It's still more about development.
It's more about development.
Fun.
I really want the kids to have a great, great time and not, ooh, let's drop one down on that kid that has no idea what he's doing at third base. That doesn't excite me. I don't like that. I don't like that. I think it's lame. Now, if you're playing some tournament or something, that's different. You're trying to win games, but for this minor B city league, That's what I want. I just want to develop them, and I want them to make sure that they sign up next year. That's like my main thing. I want kids to love the game. That's really it. And you can believe me or don't believe me. Anybody that's ever played for me knows that. I want that. I want you to love it. I got fun drills. I got all kinds of good stuff, and it's going to be good, man.
In case you missed it, things will sound a little different the next few days. Starting tomorrow, we will explain after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so tomorrow is the day we depart for Padres Fantasy Camp. Very excited, as we always are, for the experience, to talk to the coaches. The camp counselors is always great. The normal part of the show, 6 to 8 tomorrow, then Paul and Woods will hit the road, the 8 freeway east, heading toward Peoria. Adam and I will stick around for the 8 to 10 a.m. part of the show, and then I will hop on the road as well and join you later. And then we'll broadcast live on Friday morning for 4 hours from 6 to 10 as the campers first start arriving and start getting some interviews for you. And then over the weekend, we're going to have a lot of fun and enjoy ourselves in Arizona. And then coming back on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with more live broadcasts and Padres legends for you from Fantasy Camp.
Cast of characters, Andy Ashby, the great Andy. Hey, what y'all doing? Heath Bell.
Dump button at the ready.
Arky, the best. Yep. Arky's amazing. Flan, please draft me, Flan, if you're listening. Greg Garcia, Chris Gomez is amazing. Remember, his nickname's not Gomi.
It's not.
It's something else, and I forgot.
What was it?
He's such a good dude. Oh, my God, is he a good dude. I can't remember what it's not. I'm like, hey, Gomi? They're like, it's not Gomi. I'm like, oh, okay.
I can't remember. Is it something like, it's not like Go-Go either.
Go-Go?
I thought was it something completely had nothing to do with his name?
No, I can't remember.
Cargo?
The great Mud Grant is going to be out at Fantasy
Mudley.
Camp. Hopefully he decides this season to take it seriously. I hope.
Hey, I've won 2 championships with Mud.
That's fair.
According to AI, he was Steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie.
You've won 2 championships in spite of Mud as your manager.
Interesting.
It's checked out last year. Checked out completely. Carlos Hernandez.
It's always him and
great.
Loretta. And Loretta always coach together.
Just checked out. Just running around their 3-quarter zips. Just checked out. Carlos Hernandez. Terry Kennedy. We did make amends after.
Oh, good.
After you were traded.
I love him so much. Oh. I do. He hates me for some reason, but I love him. B-Law, Brian Lawrence, one of the best dudes on the planet, yep. Tim Lawler, Loretta, Jake Peavy, come on, Bob Scanlon, first time out at camp, the big, tall right-hander.
He's the rookie.
Yep, Gary Templeton, and Greg Vaughn. Very excited to watch Greg Vaughn. I bet he could still get one out.
Hoffy will be out there probably half the time, I think.
Yep, it's going to be so fun.
And I just got word because, you know, the last couple of years I've gone out and had the pleasure of being able to host some roundtables for the campers. One was with all the Cy Young Award winners. One was last year was the 1984 Legends for the anniversary of the 1984 team. Or that was 2 years ago. But this year, I just got word that we're going to be doing something with a couple of the campers that are going to be joining us, including our own friend Major Garrett, and then Dave McCary is going to be with us as well, and we're going to do a round table with them on Monday night.
This is different for you.
I know.
This is not sports.
Not as sportsy.
Are you,
I'll have to do some research.
Okay.
Especially on Dave.
You don't know who he is, do you?
I know he's Mary Tama Stone.
More than you.
You know he's Mary Tama Stone. I wouldn't even bring that up.
Don't. Please
I wasn't
don't.
Planning on it.
Oh, you're going to embarrass us.
You are going to embarrass us.
Can you help me a little bit?
You're both going to embarrass us.
Can I help you? Yeah, I can help you.
Thanks.
All I need from you is one AB.
One AB.
In return, I just need one.
You've come
in
out,
uniform.
What, 3 or 4 years
I've resisted
now?
Strongly any baseball activities at fantasy camp for a good reason.
If we can get you an extra uniform.
It's not gone well for my TV colleagues when they've
at
been
all.
Out there.
John Howard tore his hamstring inside of 30 seconds. I just saw Jake Garagnani was hitting in the cages and fouled one off the inside of his foot, and his foot is now black and blue. He hasn't even gotten there yet.
Problems, and I'm worried about that. But there's the intriguing possibility. I know that I haven't swung a bat in a long time, so probably won't go well, but what if it did? What if I took you deep?
Me?
Yeah.
You want to face me?
I thought you wanted to throw against me.
Okay.
What are you laughing about?
Did you say took me deep?
Yeah.
By deep, do you mean past the mound?
I mean over the
you
fence.
You mean over the fence?
Dead center.
I'll give you $50,000 cash if you hit
I'll
one out.
I'll give a golf ball like 300 yards.
Do you know how big those fields are?
Yeah, I know. They're
pretty
big.
They are massive. There's not a short one out there.
No, they're major league sized fields.
I was
going to
see if you could even get it out of the infield, honestly.
All right. I will.
We got to make a bet here.
All right, I'll pitch to you. All my pitches?
Oh, what do you mean, all your pitches?
Everything
like
in my
repertoire.
I can throw anything I want. Yeah,
I guess so.
Okay. This will be fun.
Oh, I've got to like I've got to outthink you.
Right.
Is he coming off speed?
Oh, you never know what I'll throw.
Really?
We got about
do
four.
We need an umpire? Or am I like?
Yeah, we'll have an umpire.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't want to draw a walk. I want to swing.
I'm pretty
you
wild.
Try to throw strikes, and I will try to hit the ball.
Of course. Yeah. I'm gonna try to strike you out on three pitches.
Right. But I'm not looking to take. So,
dang, I
want to
pitch to
well, that's good
don't
to know.
Try to give it a chase, is what I'm saying.
Don't try to. That's my job.
No, it's not. This
you're
is,
like with
just
Moser,
try to
you're
beat
throwing.
Me.
You throw it too hard.
Try
I'm
to
like,
beat me over the plate. Don't try to give it a chase. I don't know. My eye, it's been a while since I've gotten in the box and tried to evaluate a pitch.
I'm pretty wild, dude. K-Law said I'm about to get an immaculate inning. If I don't, I'm going to be very upset.
All right, that's it. We will be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Brayden and Frank coming up next. For executive producer Paul Reindel, Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.